Like to say good evening, or should I say good afternoon, or should I say good morning? Good morning. Once again, we thank the great God of heaven to be in your presence. It's always good to come and to be able to stand and to have a word to say about Jesus. I tell folks everywhere I go, I shall not be very long, but I'm going to be strong with the help of the Holy Spirit. And it's a good day today because you got up in, with your own accordances by the grace of God. And he guided you and directed you on your way. And you made it to this sanctuary this morning to hope, lift up praises to his divine and glorified name. It's good to see familiar faces. I don't know how many remembered the last time I was here, what I preached, but I've been hearing comments continuously from that one sermon. I believe it was on the porch with Jesus. And I always want to encourage folks, no matter what you might go through in life, what's happening and what's going on, it's just good to stay on the porch with Jesus. But this morning I come with a little different subject, one that I hope you'll find fulfilling and uplifting. Because as I sat down and began to look at that particular text, I seen something in that text that I believe can help each and every one of us as we look at trying to make heaven our home. So this morning, if you have your Bibles, iPads, iPhones, tablets, go over to the book of Mark chapter 2 and follow along with me. But just before we do that, let's lift up our voices and just do a verse or something to just get us ready to serve the Lord this morning. You know, we should be smiling and everything because we still among those that are living. We should be happy. We should be shouting because we are among the living. Let's go. I think I'm going to go about this way. This little light of mine, well, I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm singing, I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, well, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out. This little light, yeah. Won't let Satan blow it out. You know this, let it shine. Well, I won't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Amen. Amen. It's good this morning to know that we are on a spiritual journey. And on that spiritual journey, we have to understand there are some things that we have to do when we're on this spiritual journey that would help us navigate our lives to where God would have it to be. I come to tell you this morning that as we look at our text in Mark, the second chapter, we're going to look at the subject. Look at what's happening in the house. Now, everybody knows what a house is. A house is a place of security, place of rest, place where you go and you find comfort. I mean, but everybody now may not find those things in a house. But it's good to know that the Bible talks about a house. And the house that the Bible talks about is a house that we want to look at, because that's a house that we all should be striving to get to. And as I look at this text, and as I see it formate its subject matter to me, I see that it says, and again he entered into Capernaum. After some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. Now, I want y'all to help me this morning, because if y'all help me, then we'll get through this quicker. But if y'all don't help me, then I got to struggle to make sure you got it. And if when you get it, then I know you got it. But I want to make sure you get what we're looking at this morning. And just to help us follow along, I might need a reader. Because in here, I'm going to pull out some points about this house now. First of all, the first thing we see is in the first verse. Are y'all with me? It says that, first of all, he entered into Capernaum. After some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. Okay, the he that they're talking about is Jesus. He entered into Capernaum and he stirred up the crowd. What is that saying to us this morning, Brother Thomas? That's saying that when we come to the house of God, we should be making some noise. Did y'all catch that? We should be making some noise. Because when Jesus is around, we should be stirred up, fired up, excited. Why? Because Jesus had allowed us to live one more time. So there was some noise. And where was the noise? It was in the house. Then the Bible says in verse 2, if somebody have that, read verse 2.
And straightaway, many were gathered together.
In so much that there was no room. Not only is there noise, but it's saying that it was packed.
Yes, sir.
Is that what you read when you see that? It was packed. Did it say no room to receive them? Boy, that's some kind of house, ain't it? Look what's happening in the house. Oh, I love to see today when the Church of Christ have standing room only. I love to see today when we come in here and stir up folks and just let folks know how blessed we are. Just letting folks know that you have brought us all a mighty long way. All because we was in the house. There was noise that he was there. There was no room to receive them. It even says as much, something about the door, right?
No, not so much.
Uh-huh.
About the door. And he preached the word unto them.
Look here. Look what's happening in the house. When you come to the house, and you come to the house excited, and you come to the house lifted up, and even if you come to the house and you're down and out, you can be lifted up, because the word of God is quick and powerful. It cuts going and coming, and it allows you to be elevated to a different level. No matter what your circumstances and conditions might be, when you come into the house and there's some noise and there's a crowd, you should be excited to be with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Do y'all know we living in some perilous time? I don't know if you watch TV like I'm almost getting tired of watching TV. Every time you look around, every time you turn your TV on, you hear about somebody. I've been in Chicago all my life, and I have never heard the things that's going on like they're going on now. Every time you turn the TV on, somebody car getting hijacked with kids in the car. Somebody's getting shot. It ain't no morning you turn on your TV, you don't hear about a shooting somewhere. We're living in some perilous time. That's why this morning I need us to know what's happening in the house. Because we got to stay in the house. And when you come and stay in the house, you can make some noise. Because he have blessed you to get to the house. Oh yeah. And in the house, it shouldn't be a crowd. A crowd that allows you not even to get in because there's so many people. But what do it say in verse 3?
And they came unto him.
Look at here. Here, they heard that Jesus was in the house. We gone. Y'all got time? I'm boring y'all. Y'all got time for this? All right, I want y'all to take some notes now. Real, I want y'all to take some notes. Y'all young folks back there, y'all got your pens? Take some notes for you can learn what's happening in the house. Because here we getting ready to show. First of all, in the house, Jesus is there. Let's call Jesus the healer. Is that all right? In the house. Jesus is the healer in the house. And so right now, we got the house. And we got the healer. But then it says in verse 3 that there was a man sick with palsy. Below, we're gonna label him helpless. He's helpless. So what are they saying, Brother Thomas? They're saying that sometimes folks are helpless and they have to be brought to the house. Sometimes folks are down and out. Sometimes folks are in need and they need to be brought to the house. So we see that Jesus is in the house. He's a healer. We see that there's a helpless man with palsy. And what else it says?
Which was born of four.
Come on.
Oh,
hold it. Sometimes it could be so crowded that you can't get in. And you had four people that had enough compassion, that loved him enough, cared for him enough, that they wanted to bring him to the house. And so in bringing him to the house, we're going to call those helpers. Is that all right? Are y'all following me now? How many H's do we got starting with the house? Okay, we got four. We got the house, we got the healer, we got the helper, and we got a helpless individual. Y'all right, four H's. Is that all right? Now, this is all coming out of this text now. I want y'all to see this, because I'll be done in a little while. It ain't going to take me long to show you what's happening in the house. But I see some good things formulating in the house. That's why I like to run to the house. But I also see that it says that there was a press there blocking the door. So every now and then when you start out trying to get to the house, there are going to be some hinderers. Is that all right? Somebody is going to try to take you away from coming to the house. Somebody is going to try to turn you away from coming into the house. Y'all ever had somebody to come over and you tell them, well, girl, I'm getting ready to go to church. And they say, well, do you have to go today? We in town. We can just get together. I think I heard somebody said that, I ain't calling no name, but sometimes that's when people want you to come to a party. People want you to come to this on Sunday when it's time to come to the house. Because, see, in the house is where they know you get your strength.
you restored, you uplifted, you encouraged. And if they can find a way to hinder you from getting in that house, they will do that. Are y'all with me this morning? I'm talking about what's happening in the house. So what all we see so far? We see that the healer is in the house. We see that there's some helpers trying to help a helpless man to the what? House. Yeah, well, y'all, you're sounding good. You're sounding good out there. I heard that house sound off. So, all right. Woo, it's a little warm up here. Woo, it's a little warm up here, Herman. But so we got four H's. And we still talking about what's happening in the house. We stopped, left off on verse. Uh-huh, that's the hinderers. Okay, come on. Uh-oh, okay. Now, this is what I like about these fellas. These four guys, the helpers, that was helping the helpless to the house. Thank you, my brother. Give me a little, hope I can cool off, because I get going, and I told you, I like to brag on Jesus. So if it heat me up, that's good. But, so, we got the helper, helping the helpless man to the house. And here's what I like. Now y'all take note of this. That even though there was some hinderers trying to block them with the press from getting into the house, they didn't take that answer of no, I'm not going. But yet they looked at, did you give me? Herman, they looked at another way of going into the house because they was determined to get to the house. And that's a note for us. No matter what come up or what happened, be determined to get to the house. So they went to the house and the press was there. They was hindered from getting in. But yet somebody had enough sense to say, let's look for another way to get in the house. And they looked on the side of that house, because back then houses was made of straw and clay, and it was all padded together to make a house. So they went up to the rooftop of the house, and because of their dedication, love, and compassion for that brother that had palsy, they tell me that they did what? They tore back the roof. They tore. Can y'all just picture somebody up on the rooftop, tearing the roof up because they are trying to get into the house, because they realize that in the house there's some blessings in the house. Yes, I'm so glad to know that when you can go out the way to tear the roof off the house just to allow somebody to enter the house, there's some blessings that come to you. In the house. Yes, sir. So they're on the roof. They tore it open. And then what does it say?
And when they had broken it up.
Now look at here. It don't say nowhere in the Bible that where there was controversy. Nope. Nobody arguing. Nobody fussing about what they had just did to that house roof. They broken it up. Yes, come on.
When they had broken it up, they let down the bed.
Look at here. Now there had to be a pretty good hole in that roof. Yes, in the house. Had to be a pretty good. Can you see a pretty big hole to let down a bed? Yes, in the house. Come on.
They let down the bed.
Look where the helpless man lay. The helpers let down the helpless into the what? Y'all all right? Are y'all a little slow that time? Y'all a little slow? She'll be shouting that out. The house. Yeah, so now the helpers have let the helpless down in the house. Come on, what else?
When Jesus saw their faith.
Look at here, when the healer saw their face. See, that tells you, don't come to church frowning. Don't come to church looking like you.
you done lost everything. Don't come looking like you've been eating off a lemon and you're all frowned up. Because look at it. It said when Jesus saw their face, what happened? Look what he said to the one that was helpless.
Son.
Look at his son.
That sin.
Look at he. See, didn't I tell you some things happened in the house? He was a man came to the house helpless. But yet the healer told him, the sins are forgiven. So there's some forgiving in the house. There may be somebody here this morning that got an ought against somebody, that's been toying with a problem with somebody. But you have came to the house this morning. And in this house, there is some forgiving. You have to forgive your brother or sister if you've been walking around with a sore shoulder and things have not been going right. Because you've been holding a grudge against your brother or sister. There's some forgiveness. Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. And where was this at?
In the house.
Well, you got it out there. I'm hearing it. This side over here now. Y'all got to get a little bit. Y'all got to get a little bit more on the ball over here. Because this side over here seems like they got it. Now, maybe I need to stay on this side a little bit longer, because if I stay over here a little bit longer, then y'all going to get it like they got it. In the house. All right, we almost done with this. Y'all helping me now. We got the house. We got the helper. We got the helpless. We got the hinders. And we got the helpers. The healer, yeah, there you go. Help me out this morning. Help me out. So we got this. We should be up to about five H's. Am I right? Are y'all getting this now? I'm trying to show you what goes on in the house. I mean, there's the healer, the house, the helper, the helpless, and the hinder. But let's go a little bit further. I want to pull something else out there, Herman. I want to pull something else out, because as I look a little bit further, I'm going to ask my brother to read that next verse.
Number 6.
Yes, sir.
But there were certain of the scribes.
Uh-oh. Look here. I better let you read that for they can hear. Come on. There were certain scribes in there.
Certain of the scribes sitting there.
Sitting there.
And reasoning in their heart.
They were doing what? So they
were
making up their own mind. They were thinking, reasoning in their mind. So what did that tell you? Here go another H. There's some haters in the house. There's some haters. I wanted y'all to know what's happening in the house. And I don't want you to come to the house and think that you don't have some haters in the house. You know what I mean? Somebody, you know, come to the church, and the first thing they say, look at her, look at him. He wearing that big old fancy hat, or she wearing that hat. You know, those are low-key haters. And where are they at? In the house. I just, this happened in the, this wasn't outside, this was in the house. So I don't want you to be surprised that when you come into the house, don't be surprised what to expect. Even though there are some good things in the house, there's also some haters in the house. Y'all got that? Because it said they reasoned in their mind, didn't it? What, now, let me read a little bit more. Look at what they reason about. Listen at this. Yeah, I show you.
When, why does this man speak
blasphemy? See, when you don't know. See, that's why it's good not to talk about somebody you don't know. If you don't know about a person, it's better you don't say nothing about a person. Evidently, they didn't know who he was. Where was he at? In the house. But they didn't know who he was. And he already had said, the man's sins be forgiven. Where was he at? In the house. But yet, these haters, there was also... Oh, y'all got it. Y'all got it, boy. Y'all got it now.
talking about he blaspheming in the house.
Who?
Come on.
And forgive sins but God only.
Look at they even question. Who can forgive sin?
But
God only. Unlearn. That's why it's good when you come to the house, come to Sunday school, so you can learn about who he is in the house. And when you learn about who he is in the house and what he can do, you will understand how he can forgive sin. Is that all right? Well, I'm lacking this. I'm lacking this. I'm almost done. I don't know. Am I boring anybody? Am I boring? If I'm boring, you just let me raise your hand if I'm boring. You know, oh, that's what I like. That's what I'm talking about. See, Herman, when you're in the house, that's where you're supposed to have some joy. You're supposed to have some peace. You're supposed to have some happiness. You're supposed to just enjoy the fellowship because you're lifting up praises to the Almighty God. And where are you doing it? In the house. What are we saying? What's happening in the house? Well, what do we see, Brother Tom? I'm glad you asked. They said that they said he was doing blaspheming. What else they say? Come on.
Who can forgive sins but God only?
But God only. Come on.
And immediately Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them,
uh-huh.
Why reason ye these things?
Look here.
In your hearts.
The healer. The healer. Say, look at here. Why are y'all thinking like that? See, don't come here in the house thinking about a pot is left on. Don't come here in the house rolling your eyes up beside the leader's head. Don't come here to the house because the healer knows your heart. Woo-wee! The healer. Did you hear me? Did you hear what I said? See, he knew. He they didn't have to say a word. He already knew. He perceived what they were saying and thinking about him and what was going on in the
house.
Yeah, boy, okay. Boy, y'all gonna make me jump up here. Wee. All right. We almost there. I gotta close this out. I'm on verse 9. Verse 9. Come on. Uh-huh.
That sins be forgiven.
Thy sins be forgiven. Uh-huh.
Say, arise.
Uh-huh.
Take up
and walk. Mm-hmm.
But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive.
Look here. Look here. Pause there for station identification. In the house, there is some power. In the house. There is some power. Power that the healer can forgive sins. Or he can say, arise, take up thy bed and walk. Have mercy this morning. Come on. Verse 11.
He's,
arise. Take up thy bed.
Go thy way
into thine house. Uh-huh. And immediately, now this is what I like as I get ready to close. I think we got about six H's in this lesson so far. Am I right? About six, right? Because I'm going to close it with the magic number of seven. Okay, come on.
And immediately,
look at here. It didn't take long for the results to happen for this man because of the healer that was there. Come on. And took up the bed.
And went forth before them all.
And went forth before them all.
They was amazed.
Look at it. Didn't I tell you some excitement in the house? They was amazed. Amazed mean that, oh, this was broadcast. This was excitement. This was uplifting. This was encouraging. They was amazed. And look what happened. Look what happened when you become amazed in the house. Come on.
They were all amazed.
Uh-huh. They glorified Brother Thomas.
Don't go
past that. They glorified Brother Thomas.
They glorified God.
They glorified Brother Herman.
God.
They glorified the brothers.
They glorified God.
They glorified the sisters. There's some glorification in the house, which also give me my last and final H. In other words, after you done got in the house, went through everything, you'll find that you're still going to be able to shout hallelujah. Ooh-wee. Where did this take place? In the house. All right, I'm getting ready to close. Y'all looking at me funny. I'm getting ready to close. Look at that. So it's so amazing that eyes have not seen what can happen when you come in the house. There may be somebody here today need to come on in the house. Come in the house and give your body, your soul to the Lord. And allow him to work in your life. The Bible tells us there's nobody like Jesus. There's nobody like him. What man you know just can speak and things happen? I just found out that I'm going to love him till I die. Because out of all my friends, Herman, Brother Lowe, out of all my friends, there's nobody like Jesus. Well, Brother Thomas, how you know that? Well, the reason I know, because his motives are pure. His love is real. I ain't talking about no off and on love. I'm talking about real love. His ways are just. His aim is right. His name is holy. His grace is sufficient. See, I ain't talking about somebody faking and shaking with me. I'm talking about somebody that got grace that's sufficient. His burden is light. I'm talking about somebody that don't hold grudges against you from 1 week to the next and from 1 year to the next year. His yoke is easy. See, he want to keep you together. His promises are sure. You can bet that whatever he tells you is going to happen. His power is unlimited. As we saw this morning in the house, that his power is unlimited. His power is unlimited because he can do anything but fail. His peace is perfect. We all are striving for the peace that passes all understanding. His mercy is great. Oh yeah, all of this is happening because he's in the house. His victory is complete. His blessings are many. How many of y'all have been blessed this morning? Yeah, everybody in there need to raise your hand. We got bank accounts and we got 401ks and we got cars and we got a home to stay. We got fresh clothes and we got all that. All because his blessings are unlimited. Your cup is running over. And if your cup ain't running over, then I recommend you come in the house this morning. His touch is refreshing. His touch is refreshing. Look what he did with the helpless man. He spoke and told him, arise. Your sins have been forgiven. His joy is unspeakable. His wisdom is unequal. His spirit is quickened. His ears, he hear you now. Y'all don't know, he hear you. Attentive. His hands is outstretched this morning. He's reaching out to the church. He's reaching out to you to come into the house. For in the house is salvation. In the house is peace. In the house is joy. His eyes are compassionate. He has a way of seeing all things. You can't hide from the healer. His work is righteous. His miracles are matchless. And his heaven is glory. And that's what we're striving for. this morning is to make heaven our home. Because we know that there's a house that's not made with hands. And I don't know about you this morning, but I'm so glad that I'm in the house. I'm so glad that I know him. I'm so glad that I can talk with him, that I can walk with him, that I can commune with him, that I can just have my knee time hours with him. I can go to the closet and talk to him, all because I know he's in the house. Well, what should you be doing? Well, if you want to be saved, you got to be a helper. Helping the helpless into the house where the healer is. In spite of the hinderers, in spite of the haters, so that one day you can shout hallelujah. Amen. Look at what's happening in the house. Amen. There may be somebody here this morning that need to come on in the house. Amen. Come on in the house and let him do great things with you. Let him do great things with you in the house. In the house. Now there may be some homes that's broken. He can fix it. There may be some homes that's weak. He can strengthen it. There may be some homes that are just all disarray. He can put it all back together. I'm just glad that I'm in the house. For I know this earthly house of this tabernacle will desire. But I have a building that's not made with hand. And that's the house that we all are striving to get into. And when you get into that house, you too can see the healer, helping the helpless, enabling them to see in spite of haters, you can still shout hallelujah. Stand on your feet. You heard the word. It's up to you to believe it. Repent of your sin. Confess Jesus Christ, go down in the watery grave of baptism, and you too can come in the house.
584, softly and tenderly.